Bill's Focus, brought to you by Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care, the preferred LASIK doctors for the Buffalo Bills. What are you waiting for?
Hello again, Bills fans. Chris Brown along with Bills play-by-play man John Murphy as we get you set to talk free agency on the offensive side of the ball for the Bills, with free agency coming up on March 12th at 4 p.m. And for the Bills, GM Buddy Nix has not been shy about the team's positional needs, and you look no further than the receiver position. They've got to address that spot.
Yeah, Chris, they need some weapons. It's pretty obvious that they do need some weapons, maybe a second option after Stevie Johnson, especially now with David Nelson and Donald Jones not going to return to the roster in 2013. So the Bills really need a second receiver who can offer some immediate production on the outside.
And there are some veteran proven performers out there. Dwayne Bowe off the market now after re-signing with Kansas City a week prior to free agency opening. But there are some proven veterans, as I said, with Greg Jennings in Green Bay. You also have Pittsburgh's Mike Wallace. Both of those players not expected to re-sign with their current club, but they do figure to command a pretty hefty price tag. They will be in demand in what is considered a relatively soft market at the position. So looking at that and knowing the Bills invested heavily in Stevie Johnson last year as their quote-unquote number one, you got to figure that the Bills are going to be looking more at that middle portion of the market.
Yeah, and there might be some value there, too. You know, when you think about it, the Dolphins had Brian Hartline, who's a free agent, approaching free agency anyway, very close, we are told, to re-signing with the Miami Dolphins. But he actually served as their number one receiver last year and wound up with 1,000 yards receiving. Cleveland's Mohamed Massaquai is an interesting name. He's been somewhat stifled in the Browns' offense with a succession of quarterbacks there, and he could flourish in a system where he would get more opportunities. And then there's Minnesota's Jerome Simpson, who did have that substance abuse suspension last year, but he does have some game-breaking talent on the outside and is a deep threat.
Another position of need that kind of cropped up due to injury is the tight end spot. Scott Chandler, second to last game of the season last year, tears his ACL, has surgery at the end of the year. His availability for training camp, let alone the beginning of the regular season, very much up in the air. And so they probably need to add someone there, if anything, for insurance. And there are some talented guys out there. I like the Giants' Martellus Bennett, who could be a good fit in terms of a size-speed mismatch, not unlike Scott Chandler. He's coming off a career-best season, and he's not expected to re-sign with the Giants.
Yeah, Bennett is one name. I kind of like the Jets guy, Dustin Keller. He can line up wide, and he can be a threat downfield, in fact, and make some plays in the passing game. Miami's got a lot of good production out of Anthony Fasano in recent years. He's a reliable, a veteran tight end who is very good in the red zone. And Oakland's Brandon Myers looks as if he's another tight end coming off a career-best season. He had 79 receptions last year.
The only other positional need is going to be dependent upon what happens with Andy Levitre, and that's the guard spot. Obviously, they'd love to have Andy Levitre back, but if the two sides can't come to an agreement, they could be looking for some help there on the interior of their offensive line. We should mention the Bills do have another free agent guard in Chad Reinhart, whose talent shouldn't be dismissed. He's played an awful lot of football for the Bills the past three seasons, appearing in 27 games, including 17 starts. Might not be the caliber of Levitre, but certainly over the last 3 years has proven himself capable.
Yeah, I think, Reinhart, I think, does provide excellent depth. There are going to be some options out there on the market, though, and some of the answers might be guys that actually we've heard of, including the New York Jets' Brandon Moore, who made a conversion, really, from the defensive line to the offensive line by current Bills head coach, now Doug Marrone. He was a man who supervised Moore's transition there, and he might be interested in playing for Doug Marrone. Pittsburgh's Ramon Foster is another solid option. He's an aggressive interior lineman who has put together three pretty good seasons on a rough Steelers offensive line, and they may let him go because of their cap situation. And there's a player out west in San Diego, Tyron Green, an up-and-coming lineman who is known as a technician. He's got long arms, pretty good athlete, and he expects to improve as his career moves along.
Well, obviously, quarterback is a need position for the Bills, but as the team might see it, Tavares Jackson might be their foray into free agency. By re-signing him, that might be their version of their free agent signee. So you would tend to think that the next addition would come via the draft, but there are a couple of options out there, but man, is it a thin market at quarterback.
Yeah, and it got a lot thinner once Joe Flacco re-upped with Baltimore. The only other options really worth exploring include Matt Moore, who comes from the Dolphins. I know Buddy Nix has always thought very highly of Matt Moore. Perhaps Jason Campbell, who finished last year with Chicago, but it's more than likely, I think, that the other quarterback to be added to the roster is going to come via the draft.
Well, that's a look at the Bills' free agent picture on offense. We'll bring you an overview of what the defensive picture looks like for the Bills with respect to the free agent market coming up on Monday here on BuffaloBills.com. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Focus.